This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump coming off a triumphant what month? Welcome, everybody. I told you, great week, great month, great year, great decade. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. What do we have? We've had some of the biggest lies exposed, and the biggest ones are left out there lingering, and the Democrats are struggling with that. Jesse Smollett exposed leftism for what it was. They want it to be in the, you know, swept under the rug. They want this to be in the rearview mirror. Are you going to let it be in the rearview mirror? Because I'm not. Michael Cohen offered the Democrats absolutely nothing in his testimony. It was a joke. The economy, what, booming or not? You tell me. Stock market, what, booming or not? Mueller report, collusion or no collusion? Border wall, being built, not being built? Where are we at on that injunction the Democrats are trying to pass on the president? Where are we at on that? Because last time I checked, that wall is being built. They gave him some money. He passed an executive order. They're fighting it. Good luck fighting that. Good luck trying to convince the American people that Donald Trump shouldn't be doing what he's doing. Democrats running around like suck pigs, trying to prevent the president from executing the sole responsibility he has for this country, which is to protect its citizens. What else did Donald Trump do? Highly successful meeting with North Korea, so much so that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer sang his praises. Maybe we'll get to that later today. China had talks on trade. I talked to you guys about one of my buddies, a guy named Dan. He's a Hapkido master. He's over teaching in China. I gave you his summation of what's going on in China. He says their economy is in triage. Factories shut down. Not enough business. He says Donald Trump is winning over there big time. China has trade talks going on. Have you seen these numbers? Have you seen our numbers? Are you looking at this economy and what the trade piece of it's doing to it? Meanwhile, Democrats are imploding, exploding on themselves, destroying themselves. One of my friends at CPAC says, Kevin, let's just let them continue their work. They're doing our jobs for us. Killing babies at birth just because the mother doesn't want them. Healthy babies, for the most part, that people would readily adopt. Oh, I know. People complain, Kevin, there's not enough adoptions. I know. I get it. But you'd still kill a baby? What would you do if you found a toddler at the mall walking around and you can't find its parent? You just kill it? Oh, man. Now they're talking about reparations? The Democrats are they think this is going to be one of their calling cards for getting them elected, is selling out to black people, something that, number one, no black person deserves, and number two, they're never going to get them. You really want to discuss leftism, you lefties out there, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm happy to discuss it with you. So glad you guys are here. There's a new climate czar. Have you guys heard of this? This has the Democrats completely upset. The Obama administration bombarded Americans with fake data about climate change, and they did what leftists always do, which is they brainwash our youth. And all you got to do is look at what these kids did to Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, at a meeting where these kids declared they had 12 years to live, and they wanted to live the rest of their life as energy free as possible. If I had 12 years to live, I wouldn't be worrying about the electricity grid. I'll put it that way. These brainwashed little adolescents then touted AOC's Green New Deal as the only way they would have a future. We will only survive if we adopt the Green New Deal, which Donald Trump destroyed at CPAC. I mean, he mocked it to the point where it's dead in the water. If Donald Trump puts it in his crosshairs, it's over. estimated cost of $93 trillion to pay for it. I suggest these little mind-screwed worms understand that the payment doesn't fit the outcome. Do you want that bill? Seriously? I don't think you're going to want that bill. And I think President Trump has seen enough. And as he does with all things, he begins the necessary undoing of the lame-brain ideas of the left. So, he started dismantling climate farce. Yeah, the settled science, as Barack Obama called it, is little more than government payoffs to scientists on a subject where there's going to be massively more money to be stolen from the American public. The largest money grab in the history of our republic has been through climate change. The idea of climate change. It's worldwide. It isn't just the United States. This is a money grab from any industrialized nation. And all of the Bilderberg type people, I'm not trying to be conspiracy, but if I was going to bring a conspiracy together, this would be it. All of those people said this is the perfect way for us to grab money for nothing. Money out of thin air, literally. The idea of paying for clean air should be ridiculed. I lived in the country. I grew up in the country. I was talking to somebody at CPAC. I told them, you get outside of any major city, go 5 miles, go 10 miles outside. You have the clearest, cleanest air, at least in America, on the planet. By the way, this is true in China. Get outside of Shanghai. Get outside of, you know, these big cities. And I promise you, the air is crystal clear. And nature cleans it and washes it down. It knows exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it. But these people want you to believe they use the data from inside of cities, which are just look at a map of cities in the world. It's like looking at the map of Democrat voters. The majority of the land mass is occupied by Republican voters, sane people. It's a small amount of people in these land masses that dictate policy. And you want to dictate policy over your rancid, stinky little city? I'm not going to let it happen. So President Trump recognized it, stopped it in his trap, and established a climate committee. And with this group, he's a step better than investigating, I guess I should say. He's going to publish real data that supports the inevitable conclusion that climate change is, well, weather. And he's got a guy that he has appointed to this that is somebody who isn't one of these climate change weenies that wants you arrested if you say something stupid. He's a realist that says, look, I don't believe the hype. Good for him. So, I got to tell you, there are things I don't like about Trump, but many of the things that this guy, so many things that he does well, it's hard for me to criticize. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Michael Cohen testimony has come in, as well as the ones from sit tight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trump's one-time lawyer Michael Cohen will testify in the U.S. House next week. The public hearings is slated to happen before a congressional committee, and the head of that panel says President Donald Trump's abuses will be a focus on the day. Cohen was originally meant to testify earlier this month. However, his advisor, Lanny Davis, said Cohen canceled because of threats against his family from the president.
That's the language of a mobster, not of the president.
In a statement, the chair of the Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, mentioned, quote, efforts by some to intimidate Cohen's family and prevent him from appearing.
Let me be clear. That is simply unacceptable in a democracy.
Cohen has pleaded guilty to crimes that include campaign finance violations during the 2016 election and has cooperated with investigators. He's been sentenced to 3 years in jail. Cohen once described himself as Trump's fixer, but after he began cooperating with prosecutors, Trump called him a rat. On Wednesday, Cohen tweeted, "The schedule has now been set. Looking forward to the American people hearing my story in my voice." The Oversight Committee said Cohen would be questioned over Trump's debts and payments relating to efforts to influence the 2016 election, as well as Trump's compliance with tax and campaign finance law. Later in the month, Cohen will appear in Congress again at a closed Intelligence Committee hearing. He'll report to federal prison in May after a judge gave him 2 months to recover from surgery and prepare to testify.
I wanted you to hear how they were teasing this Cohen testimony. They said that he was being intimidated. They said that he was afraid to testify and all these things lead up. And I want to stop there just to say to you, how many times have I told you the left wants to set a narrative? So Cohen was supposedly too afraid to testify, but he testified. And then after getting coaching from Schiff and Cummings, Elijah Cummings, maybe it is Cummings. Anyway, he gets the black congressional black circus clown and Andrew Adam Schiff to debrief him. He goes and testifies, and even with that, he still gives nothing of note on this subject. It's hysterical. Oh my gosh! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I know I chuckle a lot during this show. I do. Part of it is, and I hope you get it. You see the craziness. You see the joke of this whole, of the what the left does. It is a joke. Political theater. Leftists like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler had tingles running up their flimsy little legs because they thought that Cohen was going to deliver some goods. They said at the time when they were talking about it, Cohen will provide a behind-the-scenes account of what he claims is Trump's lying, racism, and cheating. Added to this, Cohen claims Trump participated in criminal conduct. That was the lead-in for when before he came out. That was the lead-in of what he was going to do. And what's happened? What did he say? Nothing. Despite having been to this rodeo, Democrats want another ride on Bodacious. Do you guys know who Bodacious is? Bodacious is a bull, a bucking bull. He was in the PBR, bronc riding or whatever, but it's a rodeo, professional rodeo, and they had a bull called Bodacious. He was a white Charolais, and I think he was bred to be a bucking bull, like Brahma and Charolais. Anyway, Bodacious, look him up. Bodacious retired a lot of cowboys. Bodacious was the baddest bucking bull on the planet. He was so dangerous to ride, they retired him. I'm not lying. And you want to know what Donald Trump is bodacious to these rodeo clowns that want to keep trying to ride him. Bucked off with a fierceness. But the Democrats don't seem to understand that if there's no smoke, there can't be a fire. So Cohen returns despite Mueller investigating this guy, looking through this guy. Do you guys recall what he did? How much new evidence could you possibly have? When you raid the man's office, his home, you seize every computer, every notebook, every piece of paper. They seize gum wrappers, okay? And then they look through it all, not like they did Hillary Clinton's emails. No, not like that. Or Anthony Weiner's laptop. No, they went through this man's stuff with a fine-tooth comb and came up with absolutely nothing. All right? So what do you think they're going to have that's new? Just curious. What do you think they're going to have that's new? Some Photoshop evidence of Trump with some call girls? let me tell you. You know the left is trying to make some stuff up, man. They were like, okay, get us our best Photoshop gurus. The same guys that did Barack Obama's birth certificate. And let's go for it. And what was funny, the information that was given in this prelude to this thing was from anonymous sources. Yeah. Taxpaying American citizens. Ergo, the bosses. We get to hear what we got. We didn't even get to hear what Cohen had to say the day of. We had to hear it afterwards. And I was thinking, okay, what's it going to be? Of course, I'm at CPAC and, quite frankly, swamped. I was so busy, I couldn't even see straight. And every report I got, nothing. Nothing. These swamp rats had a day to spin the Cohen testimony. All this new material that they were supposed to have. What? Did they have new tapes? New secret tapes of the fixer? going, doing something else. They raided everything they possibly could about this man. They gleaned Cohen for as much as they could. I mean, Cohen truly is the, he's the new kid in prison that's looking to curry favor. You know what I mean? Why would anybody trust Cohen anyway? A shyster who audiotaped his client without his client's permission. Then the lies he told to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees about, I don't even understand this lie. He doesn't want to tell these guys about the fact that Donald Trump was trying to do business in Russia. I mean, that's what Donald Trump does. I don't understand that. I commented at the time, Cohen lied about his client, a builder, potentially building a building in Russia. Clearly within the realm of standard business for Donald Trump, a billionaire builder. And yet he finds himself in trouble. They railroaded this dude. I don't know what else they have on him, but they railroaded him. And I don't care. I mean, he showed his true colors. I mean, and on the timing of this with the Jussie Smollett stuff is what I don't think they really get. On the heels of Smollett, one would think Democrats would be much more circumspect in their choices of storytellers. Because Cohen has zero credibility. Yeah. So before he was going to testify, they said there was no limit to what they would ask him. He should expect, this is a quote, they should expect to get any question from anywhere about anything. Kind of like the Mueller witch hunt. And that's what makes this even more laughable, is that he's got complete leeway. They've got all the information that he testified with Mueller, and yet they got absolutely nothing.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed at least 23 people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Also, there have been storm injuries and widespread damage across southern Georgia, and even more damage in parts of South Carolina, including near the capital city of Columbus and outside Charleston. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
An Oregon woman's attempt to connect with her daughter's anonymous sperm donor is raising difficult questions about the practice and may even lead to a lawsuit. Danielle Teuscher told us she used a DNA test from 23andMe and then reached out to one of her daughter's genetic relatives. But Northwest Cryobank, where she received the sperm donation, then sent her a cease and desist letter. Anna Warner spoke to Teuscher, who says her plan for more children genetically related to her daughter is now in jeopardy. Anna, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's one woman's story of unexpected consequences that raises complicated questions. Can anyone who's a donor expect anonymity when so many people are connecting and finding genetic relatives online daily?
She's really into music, singing. She's very athletic, very strong.
Danielle Teuscher's 5-year-old daughter, Zoe, is one of thousands of children conceived with sperm from an anonymous donor.
And she's definitely a social butterfly, which she did not get from me.
Teuscher wanted to know more about her daughter's ancestry and possible health issues. So when she and other family members decided to get DNA tests from company 23andMe over the holidays, she added one for Zoe. And lo and behold, turned up what appeared to be one of the anonymous donor's relatives.
I imagine you were surprised.
Shocked, yes.
And it sounds like you didn't go looking for that.
No, not at all.
The donated sperm had come from Northwest Cryobank, which offers donors anonymity. But Teuscher says the apparent relative she found on 23andMe listed themselves as open to messaging.
I said, I don't want to cross any boundaries. I just want to let you know that we're out here and we're open to contact if you are.
The relative responded, I don't understand. So Teuscher says she let it go. But then she got this, a cease and desist letter from Northwest Cryobank, telling her not to contact the donor or learn more information about his identity, background, or whereabouts.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What a strange thing, a strange world we live in. Back in the day when guys were donating sperm in order to make extra money, it's come back to bite them. And I've often thought about that, having what they say are, I have 12 siblings. I know of two of them. My brother I was raised with, and then a half-brother named David. But supposedly there are a total of 12 of us, according to my relatives. So I don't know the majority of my family. And I got on Ancestry DNA, for, whatever it was called, Ancestry.com, in order to see if I might locate them. Just, you know, to see. And it's a bag of worms. I was talking to a lady at CPAC. She said, she's an elderly lady. She says, Kevin, I did that. I gave that to my family, my daughter, all of us. And she says, and you know what I found out? She says, I'm talking just like, she says, I found out that my father was not my father. And she didn't even find it out through her mom. She found it out through an aunt who then talked to her mom, and her mom had to fess up. It was crazy. I told you guys, I had a cousin of mine contact me. I never met her, but she contacted me, and she's my cousin by way of rape. One of my cousins, my uncle's sons, who is a deviant, he's a bad guy. He raped this girl's mother, and she had her, the lady was married, and so I don't think she told her husband, and they just assumed that, you know, that it was her child, his child. But when she did, and so this girl has gone years believing her father that raised her was her father, and was doing an ancestry test in order to, like, do some sort of tribute to him, and found out he wasn't her father. And then between her and me, we found out that my cousin is her father, the rapist. And I got to tell you, I was very upset by that. It was one of those things where I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, you know, all your family's not stand up people and what have you, but that was just a little too close for comfort to find out that my cousin is the father and he's a rapist. And so she can't really, I mean, I wouldn't want to know my father in that way. That would be a traumatic thing for the mom. So it's funny that, you know, we have all these things that are at our disposal. And the question is, do you really want to know? Anonymity, connecting and finding genetic relatives daily, and it should be a good thing. I see it as a definitely a good thing. And I met one of my cousins who's deaf. We talked on this. They have a relay service, and we, you know, linked up. She's my second cousin. She's deaf, but anyway, here's what's interesting. Now they want your DNA. This is an article by a guy named Connor Friedersdorf. He says, because they cannot get a national DNA database working, technocrats will push from state to state until they get a single state to commit to registering DNA for every citizen. Then they want it to spread to the nation. And I want you to think about this. We think about DNA mostly for criminals, criminal justice, but think about what DNA has, the potential for DNA to impact you based on medical. I mean, your propensity for disease or to get fat. What do you think a government run by an Ocasio-Cortez or a Barack Obama's type, the same difference, both of them were equally stupid, but what do you think that government would do with the data of you that knows that your family suffers from some sort of debilitating disease, or it could cost the taxpayers X amount of dollars, or they just want to eradicate a particular gene that they feel like is inferiority. Maybe your family has a tendency to have kids with Down syndrome or something like that, that the left deem the dregs of society. You got to understand, Ocasio-Cortez comes from a long line of eugenicists who want to determine who should be around and who shouldn't be. Right now, they're evaluating vegans. They don't want you to eat. They're telling you children should be able to be killed at birth. There's a whole cabal on how do we pick the best citizens, and you don't fit. Yeah, none of us fit. Ocasio-Cortez, maybe we shouldn't even reproduce. Agenda 21, population reduction. Couples should forego having children to make it easier for Mother Earth. Yeah. She suggested recently that women should consider not having children due to climate change. The scientific consensus, she says, is that life is going to be hard for kids. But look, she's not giving that warning to Muslims. I mean, these are people that are determined to outpopulate us so that they can outvote us and implement Sharia law and so on and so forth. These people are dangerous. I laugh about them, but I'm telling you, they're very dangerous. But speaking of Ocasio-Cortez, she also introduced something that she called the livable wage as part of her Green New Deal. And one of the things that she wanted was, she says, even people who didn't want to work should have a livable wage. Just because you were born into this world doesn't mean you should have to take care of yourself. After all, you didn't ask to be born into this world. By the way, nobody asked not to be born into this world. So it's funny that they don't care if you're killed, they don't care if you're born, but if you're born, then you got to be taken care of. It's just the strangest pathology I've ever seen. But she, not too long ago, she swung by to say goodbye to a restaurant where she used to work. What she didn't say when she was reporting about going to visit her old restaurant was that it was closing because the owners couldn't afford New York's $15 per hour minimum wage, a job-killing policy that Ocasio wants to see implemented nationwide. This is a girl that has shut down more businesses than Trump's created. She says, I'm for this livable wage, as they call it. It impacted the very shop where she used to work, putting her friends and colleagues out of business. She voted against adding 25,000 jobs. Look, I'm no fan of Amazon. I understand what these big corporations do. They buy up all the land around them. They become real estate brokers as opposed to really business owners, and they own the best real estate all around the country as a hedge against their businesses. And what was really funny is she says, I swung by today to say hi one last time and kid around with friends like old times. These are people that have to go out and get jobs now, but Ocasio-Cortez has moved on up. She's in a luxury apartment in D.C. She's got a luxury place in Brooklyn, and you know she's living large. But the co-owner of that restaurant, a guy by the name of Charles Malite, told the New York Post that the main reason that he was shutting down was because the minimum wage was going up. He says, we have too many employees for me to support. So Ocasio-Cortez loses 25,000 jobs, shuts down people because of the minimum wage with this, $15 an hour minimum. And I don't know how many jobs do you think and people like her have cost this economy because of idiocy. And she just goes along smiling away. And it was a popular place. It was in Union Square. A-list celebrities used to go there. It was featured on Sex and the City. If there was anybody who was going to survive, it was this company. It was like the coffee shop for Seinfeld. But it couldn't even survive that with her. It's crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to cover some things pretty quickly. So here's some things we've missed over the past week or so, maybe a little bit longer. And I'm just going to cover these quickly because we got one segment left in today's program. And I'm never going to be able to catch up with all this stuff. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So here's what's going on with the ISIS bride.
ISIS bride's first television interview, explaining why she left Alabama at just 19 to join the terror group.
I heard that the Khilafah was announced. I thought it was obligatory upon me to go.
4 years later, Hoda Mathana wants to come home with her 18-month-old child.
Do you expect people to have sympathy for you?
I hope so, yeah.
Upon arriving into Syria, she says her only choice, marriage. Her first two husbands dead on the battlefield.
You were given a list of men, yeah, and you could choose a man from a list. Does that sound crazy to you now?
Sounds very crazy.
We'd see the videos, the beheadings, the murders, and it was shocking.
We would see dead bodies in public. We would see kids seeing dead bodies in public.
She claimed she was radicalized on Twitter, and once she joined ISIS, sent messages of hate.
The Americans wake up, go on drive-bys, and spill all of their blood. Do you think you deserve a punishment for what you did?
Maybe therapy lessons, maybe a process that will ensure us that we'll never do this again.
People watching will say to themselves, well, therapy isn't enough.
I know that maybe speaking against them, which I'm definitely planning to do, definitely wanting people to not make the same decision that I've made.
Hey, she wants therapy. That'll do it. You know, you talk smack against America, you leave, and then, hey, you know what, I want to come back, and why can't I get me some therapy? Sounds like Jussie Smollett. Hey, I'll just admit that I was on drugs or whatever. I'll go to rehab. We'll sweep it under the rug. No harm, no foul, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's how leftism works. I talked earlier in the broadcast about the new climate change appointee. Let me show you how Jake Tapper is losing his mind over this particular gentleman.
The Washington Post reports that the White House renewed presidential committee on climate change, but climate scientists are not happy about it because the man reportedly picked to lead this committee on climate security is this guy. Meet William Happer, a National Security Council official. He's on record as being very passionate about the threat. Here's what he said he told Donald Trump in 2017, quote, "I think climate change has been tremendously exaggerated. Its significance, it's become sort of a cult movement in the last 5 or 10 years, unquote. Not only is Happer unworried about the rise of carbon dioxide emissions, he's actually known for promoting the fringe idea that the rise of carbon dioxide emissions is beneficial, which, to state the obvious, is at odds with the vast majority of scientists. And then, of course, there's this.
The demonization of carbon dioxide is just like the demonization of the poor Jews under Hitler. Carbon dioxide is actually a benefit to the world, and so were the Jews.
The man President Trump may now put in charge of deciding if climate change is a national security threat.
You can't get more condescending than that. Oh, the man that Donald Trump was putting in front of, you know, in charge of climate change. And there's nothing that the man said, but I love how he talks about it. Because the guy, he claims it's a cult movement. The rise of CO2 is beneficial. Is at odds with the vast majority of scientists? I dare you. Google what CO2 does. CO2 feeds the plants which produce oxygen. That's what it does. But Jake Tapper wants you to believe that he is at odds with science. No, he's not. He's right in line with science. Anyway, that was just another one of the crazy things that's been going on. But here's another one I wanted to bring up. This is from a while back, and this was a Liam Neeson, who's an actor, and he's given a testimony about why he has this catharsis about not judging people and helping and all this other stuff. So here's Liam Neeson explaining the primal urge to want to hurt somebody black when one of his friends had been raped by a black man.
I did it for maybe a week, hoping that some would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
Well, that's Liam Neeson shocking his fans with remarks that he made in an interview with The Independent. The 66-year-old actor admitting he once sought revenge after a family member said a black man raped her. Neeson went on to express remorse for his thoughts and actions. Carly Shimkus from Fox News Headlines 24/7 joins us now. Carly, Wow. What's the latest on this?
All right. Well, he made those comments during an interview for an upcoming movie. The movie's about revenge. So he was telling a personal story about a time he learned about a loved one who was raped by a black man. And he made the horrifying mistake of walking up and down the street looking for a black man to hurt anybody, even if they had nothing to do with the attack. And he told that story to prove that racism and revenge never work. And, you know, you can even tell that he was disgusted, if you listen to the full thing, yes, with himself.
He appeared on Good Morning America just a short time ago to say, I'm not a racist, but this was more about a primal urge that he had. Listen.
I'd never felt this feeling before, which was a primal urge to lash out. I'm not racist. This was nearly 40 years ago, but I caught myself on. And it really shocked me, this primal urge I had. It shocked me and it hurt me. I did seek help. I went to a priest.
He's expressing, obviously, yeah, remorse for his actions and his words.
You know, people don't really admit to things like this anymore. And it's because you do have this backlash on social media. I mean, no matter who you are, everybody is agreeing that this is a horrible thing. What he felt was horrible. But some people on social media are calling him still a racist and saying that his behavior was disgusting and should be commended. And he should never be forgiven. Other people are saying, well, wait a second. Shouldn't we be more accepting of people who admit to mistakes and learn from them?
So, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Liam Neeson is actually saying, look, I screwed up. I had this terrible mindset at one point, and here's what I was thinking to myself. And he gets, you can't even have redemption from stuff like this. I'm just saying, folks, this is the crazy that we live in now. There's just no winning with the left. There's one other clip that we hadn't gotten to, and it's another one of these stories that's disappeared a little bit into the landscape of everything else, and the Democrats are very happy that this thing has. And it's Sarah Carter speaking on McCabe. But here's what I want you to understand. None of this is going away, whether we're talking about this ISIS bride who wants to come back into the country, and we hopefully won't let her back in because she's now got a little jihadi with her. Or we're talking about Jake Tapper and others freaking out over this climate czar who says he doesn't believe in global climate change the way they talk about it. He understands the real science of it. Or whether we're talking about the leftists eating each other, where Liam Neeson tries to make a plea that says, you know what, I learned how to be a better person through the rape of a family friend, etc., and it made me wake up and understand things better. You can't please the left. But anyway, this story is one that the left are going to have to come to face and come back to grips with as well. And again, it's Sarah Carter talking about Andrew McCabe.
Is focusing on the president, and I think that the fact that he's going back to Trump tells you a lot more about Andrew McCabe. He is furious at the president. It's directed at the president. He's going to get a lot of attention because of his focus
on
the president.
Well, this is what's so interesting. He believes this is all about the president. No, this is about his colleagues at OPR who found him the lack of candor, who found he
lying.
Had lied.
Lying.
Plain and simple, he lied. A lot of former FBI agents that I've spoken to and Curran said, I hope he's fired. Is he going to get fired today? That's all I kept hearing all day, because they realized that if they had done this, they would have been fired too. And there's a lot of ongoing investigations right now. This is not just about Michael Horowitz. At the DOJ right now, remember, there is a prosecutor looking into the unmasking, the FISA abuse that has been taking place with Carter Page in particular. So we've got a number of investigations, and McCabe is worried. And one thing that I did hear is that McCabe has said over and over again, if I go down, I'm taking everybody else
people down with him.
I know this is a bit of a hodgepodge type of a segment, but it just goes to show you how crazy things are on the left and the things that they have to be concerned about. I mean, what have we talked about today? We've talked about Trump's triumphant event at CPAC. We've talked about the fact that, I mean, people are looking at this and saying, is this guy, is he beatable anymore? It's going to make a lot of people take pause. I've told you guys that there are going to be people that fake as if they're going to run against the president on the Republican side, but it's nothing. It's just a Democrat strategy to hopefully make us all get demoralized or whatever. In fact, we didn't get to it today, but both Biden and Schumer praised Trump, believe it or not. Just know that it's been a great week for conservatism. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.